Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. I brought in a young butcher bird yesterday who was injured. I just wanted to inquire as to its welfare.
Yeah. So we anaesthetized and cleaned out his wounds. The fracture on his beak wasn't too severe. So, we've actually just repaired it. And he's gone up to the zoo for them to find him a flock to spend his recovery. That way, he'll be able to heal and,
be good. Relieved. So that means he'll stay in an enclosed area for a bit until he heals, and then
he'll go to a wildlife carer. She'll put then they'll have him in a confined sort of restricted space for a bit, and then he'll go into a larger space before they release him. So it'll probably be in about a month or two, but and he'll be released in the area. You can always call Australia Zoo for an update as well.
So he actually goes to Australia Zoo, does he?
Well, after we do our care, if they need ongoing veterinary care, then we send them up to the zoo,
Oh, well, that's lovely. Oh, well, that's good. So he's on the road to recovery.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, because my neighbour actually said, who feeds the butcher birds, she said that she's missing a baby butcher bird, and I wonder if it... Because we live so close, I thought, I wonder if that's the one that's,
The one you gave us was an adult. It wasn't a juvenile. Oh. So the one that's hanging around is probably his mate. But,
Oh, so the one that I brought in was an adult?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go. I thought it... Oh, yeah. When you don't know, you don't know. But thank you.
No worries at all.
Thank you so much.
No, that's all good. You have a great rest of your weekend. Good results.
Yeah, it is. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.